Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation this morning comes from our gospel lesson, Mark chapter 9, verses 35 to 37. Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. This is our text. We know what life in the world today is like. Sin and darkness seems to rule over almost every aspect of life. Sometimes it makes our daily living very difficult. And even at times it makes living our faith very difficult. Can you imagine what it must have been like for Jesus to walk through this world? Remember who he is. He is God in the flesh. The Holy One. He is righteous. He is perfect. And now he has to walk and live in his creation. A creation that was originally very good. In other words, every aspect of his creation was absolutely perfect. But now he sees it. Now he experiences it. Twisted, perverted, dying, and filled with sin. Our text tells us of his reaction to life in this world. It says he felt sorrow. He had compassion on the people. I don't think those words begin to touch the pain and the sorrow that must have filled his heart and soul as he saw what had become to his perfect world. Our text tells us that when he looked at the people, again, the sadness that must have filled his heart, for he saw them all as living as sheep without a shepherd. And remember, those sheep were the crowning touch to the creation. They too were absolutely perfect, created in his own image. A people who were well fed, well cared for, a people who lived in paradise. They knew their Creator. They knew his love. But they turned their backs on that perfect life for that vague promise of greener pastures. Well, it turned out that those greener pastures that they expected turned out to be wilderness and a desert. And a world where once real life reigned, now there was only sin and death. Our text tells us that there were crowds of people, probably in every city and village that he went to. All of them looking to Jesus for help. Matthew tells us they were troubled and helpless. They had nowhere else to go. No one else to turn to. No other hope available to them. And so as Jesus traveled throughout all the cities and villages, our text tells us that he healed every kind of disease and sickness. But what a comfort that must have been for those people who had received the blessing of that physical healing in their lives. But Jesus had come to do more than just cure the physical ills of a few people. The problem ran much deeper than blindness or deafness or leprosy. The real problem was a spiritual problem. The real problem was sin. And what the people really needed was someone who would deal with the problem of sin. They needed a good shepherd, someone who would go out into the wilderness and search for them in their lost state, and who would save them. They needed, the weary needed, a refuge. Remember that Jesus' coming was primarily for a spiritual cause. The angel at Christmas time made that clear from the very beginning. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Throughout his public ministry, Jesus continued to reveal himself to be that good shepherd who had come to seek and to save the lost. He would do for us what we could not do for ourselves. He would face that old evil foe, and he would not yield to his temptations. He would obey the law perfectly. Every thought, desire, word, and deed perfect in the eyes of God. He would face that old evil foe, and he would carry all of our sins to the cross. And there he would pay the wages for our sins. The Good Shepherd would lay down his life for the sheep. So the wage of sin has been paid. The question now comes to be, was his death sufficient? We got the answer 3 days later. The tomb was empty. He had risen from the dead. That resurrection is our guarantee that our sins are forgiven. By grace through faith, we share in his overwhelming victory over sin, death, and the grave. The weary have a refuge in Jesus. But life in this world still wearies us. We still must contend with all the effects of sin in our daily lives. Do you ever think about those people from the gospel who were healed that day? What an amazingly joyful experience that must have been for each and every one of them. The blind could see again. The deaf could hear. The lame could walk. The lepers were cleansed. Oh, how they must have celebrated that miracle, given thanks for what gift they have been given, and even praised God for that miracle. They have been restored to life again. Did you ever think about their life in the months and years to come? Did they ever get sick again? Maybe hurt in some way, maybe even suffer some kind of other serious afflictions. Probably. Life in the world is like that. We know that to be true. So what was the point of the healing? The healings were to be the people a sign. A sign that showed them who Jesus really was and exactly why he came. You see, the people of Jesus, they had this relationship. Sin and a physical problem would go hand in hand. If you were sick, you were blind or whatever, it was because you sinned. And if you didn't sin, then maybe it was your parents who sinned, but it was sin that was the cause of why you were suffering. If Jesus could cure one problem that you could see, he wanted people to know and understand he could also cure the sin, the problem they couldn't see. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 9, verse 5? He said to the Pharisees, what's easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say get up and walk? But what I want you to know is that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins. So he said to the paralyzed man, get up, pick up your mat, and go home. And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe and they praised God who had given such authority to men. On Good Friday, Jesus announced from the cross the cure for sin had been accomplished. All sins have now been paid for. And he proclaims from the cross, it is finished. Everything that he had come to do had been completed perfectly. The blood of the Lamb of God cleanses us from all of our sins. On Easter Sunday, that healing was secured for us. O death, where's your sting? O grave, where's your victory? Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We live with that sure hope every day of our lives. The fight has been fought and the victory has been won. We are forgiven. We are redeemed and we are saved. Yes, sin still is a problem. It affects us, brings us afflictions, wears us down, makes us weary. But it will not defeat us because of Jesus. Even when sin causes us to close our eyes to life here in this world, we will immediately open our eyes to life in heaven to see our Redeemer and live that life where sin will no longer affect us in any way. How should we then live? Here's a verse from a contemporary Christian song that may help you keep your proper focus. It's one of my favorites, and I always keep it in the front of my mind. I was going to ask the praise band to help me work up singing this song, but they heard my singing and decided maybe I should just read you the verse. And it goes like this. Hey, it's a good day, even if things aren't going my way. Jesus is Lord, and I am saved. So, it's a good day. And isn't that the truth? We started out this morning about talking about a sign that was inspirational for me as I went through school. We found a little note card in your bulletin this morning, kind of like the one I used in school. I want you to go home and make your own sign. Put it somewhere where you can see it every day. Because we know what life in this world is like. We need a little pickup every day. So when you get home, take your little your paper and make yourself a sign that says, even if things aren't going my way, Jesus is Lord, and I am saved. So it's a good day. And then put the sign somewhere where you will see it every day, just to remind yourself. For that time when things just aren't going your way, for whatever reason, you remember that even in those times, Jesus is Lord, and you are saved. And so it is going to be a good day. Amen. We rise.